that way, bro. Our gracious Father, we thank you for this new day. Your grace has made us to witness. We appreciate your blessings upon us last week and your protection in our going out and coming in. Thank you, God, for seeing us through the activities of last week. Thank you for the church services and the blessings. We are grateful unto you for everything. We are back in your house this morning. I want to appreciate you for the blessings we have been receiving from the time of testimony, Lord, to the Sunday school, the worship service, and the blessings of the same with special numbers. We thank you for everything that your grace has brought to us this morning. We present ourselves unto you, that Lord, as we continue in the services, that your grace will continue with us. Your blessings will be our portion. Strengthen our mortal bodies, quicken our spirit and our soul, make us to be alive in your presence. May none of your blessings elude any of us. Heal the sick and the afflicted, and baptize souls with your spirit. There be anyone within, O God, our voice range, who has not made up his mind to serve you, may you touch us especially this morning. Visit each one of us, dear Father. And wherever the saints will be, O God, gathered around the globe, may your presence be with your people. Help your servant, dear Father. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Let your heaven be.
Lord bless you.
It's
good to praise Him once in a while. Not even once in a while, but all the times. Yes, and God loves singing. That's why the angels and cherubims are singing around Him every second, no night, no day. That's their work. They keep singing all the time. And He loves praises. During praises, healings can take place. During praises, you can receive the Holy Ghost. During praises, you can be delivered. During praises, all the blessings of heaven are available. If you praise Him with all your heart, the Lord bless you. Let's turn our scriptures. Yeah? Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 to 14. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou called down to the ground with these wicked the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Ezekiel chapter 28 from verse 12. We are going for summary today. Of about 13-14 services. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyros, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the storm, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Verse 28-12.
Ọmọ ènìyàn, kún rere, kún òpin rere sórí ìjọba Tire, kí o sì wí fún pé, báyìí Olúwa Ọlọ́run wí, ìwọ fi èdìdì dí iye náà, ó kún fún ọgbọ́n, ó sì gbélé ẹwà.
Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God, every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold, the workmanship of thy tablets. And of thy pipes was prepared in thee, in the day that thou was created.
What you are needed in your Babylon, when you look at your Pieni, Purare, Sadiosi, Topasi, at Damondi, Belly, Wonki, at Jasperi, Sapphire, Emerald, at the Kabonki, at Ura, you say, Lure, at the Firire, the Okwisi, Nure, your Jotia down.
Thou art the anointed cherub that covered and have set this soul, that was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire.
Thou
was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created till iniquity was found in
thee.
By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire.
Nítorí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ owó rẹ, wọ́n sì fi ìwà ipá kún àárín rẹ, wọ́n sì ti ṣẹ̀. Nítorí náà ni èmi ó ṣe sọ́nà bí ohun àìlọ́wọ̀ kúrò ní òkè Ọlọ́run, èmi ó sì pa ọrùn ìwọ kẹ́rù tí ó bò kúrò láàrin òkúta iná.
Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty, thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee.
Thou
hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thy iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee, it shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth, in the sight of all them that behold thee.
Iwo ti ba ibi mimo re je nipa opolopo asedede re nipa asedede owo re nitori na emi o mu ina jade laarin re wa ki o si ju orun emi o si so di eru lori le lojurugo won tin wo.
All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more.
Gbogbo awon ti o mo laarin awon lede ile ni o ya si o ewo si je eru iwo ki yo si di iwo ki yo si simo lai lai.
Lastly, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2
with Thessalonica keji uri keji
verse 1 to 4
ese kini de kerin.
Sorry to keep you standing. And if any is weak, you can sit.
But
this is the last scripture we are reading. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. That ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letters from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God, all that is worshipped, so that he as God seated in the temple of God, show himself that he is God. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. You can please be seated. If you look at the scriptures well, the three scriptures itself gave a summary of the entire teaching. Because the scripture in Isaiah told us of the thought of the heart of Lucifer when he was seeing heaven. The book of the prophecy of
Ezekiel
told us about his creation, his existence in the garden, the power that God vested in him, his beauty and the glory of his office, and told us of his activities, and then told us of his judgment. And then in the book of Thessalonians, from the letter of Brother Paul, telling the brethren not to be shaken in mind, not to be troubled, either by spirit or word, or letter, the epistles that are written unto them. He said because they shouldn't allow anybody to deceive them that the day of Christ, the coming of Christ, will not happen except two things happen first. One, falling away from the faith. That is backsliding. People after they have come to the truth, know the truth, then they walk away. See, that will happen. Then after that, say the son of perdition, man of sin, will also be revealed. See, those two things will come to pass. And in the last couple of some few months now, we started with the message, the revelation of the man of sin. And went through scriptures and quotes to show us where the battle began. That it was in heaven, and it was among the angels. Because Lucifer, who is the second in command in heaven, the prophet said that outside of God, he was the next person. We read the quote. He got lifted up in his heart. Like the scripture we read, he said, iniquity was found in him. He said he was perfect from the beginning until iniquity was found in him. And that iniquity was the thought of his heart, which the prophet told us in God of this evil age, that those things that he has in his heart, he's achieving it today in the midst of his own children, not in the midst of the bride. And we read from several quotes. And then how he descended, he was cast out from heaven. Michael, which is the archangel, the main archangel in heaven. Lucifer is also an archangel. But Michael is the archangel in heaven, the main archangel in heaven. Which the prophet told us that that is the angelic form of Jesus Christ. When Lucifer deceived to thought of the angels in heaven, and for the fact that those two thoughts will be deceived, it means that they are also ordained to be agents of Satan. Because God's own children and God's own angels, they are not deceivable. They can never be deceived under any circumstances. The Bible said the thought. That's what the Bible used. The thought of the angels. That's the word the Bible used. But the prophet told us that it is two thoughts. And remember that people's instrumentality, human instrumentality, were anointed by God to write the Bible. But the prophet said that there is translation error. There is translation error from the original language that it was written down when it was being transcribed to English, translated to English. There was errors that slipped inside, and that is why the prophet corrected some verses in the Bible. So that is one of the verses. When the Bible mentioned the thought, the prophet said it's two thoughts. And that is why in the Acts system, not government system, two-thirds of the lawmakers are to append their signature or to support a motion before it can become a law. If the president is to be impeached, two-thirds of the House must vote for his impeachment. Then he stands impeached. Governor the same. And any other elected positions. So the devil got the two-third. Unfortunately, the kingdom that he was in is not subject to transfer of headship. It's not subject to that, because God is the creator of it, created everything there, and put Lucifer himself in the position where he is. So what Lucifer was trying to do is transgression. Crossing his boundary. And when this happened, and there were murmurings in heaven among the angels, and Michael the archangel said, "What is the matter here?" And they said, "Now Lucifer." This is what he said. This is, not that Michael did not know before. He knows. We allow them to exert their strength. After which, he pounced on Lucifer and his two-third angels and kicked them out of heaven. And they came to this earth. Then the prophet said, in the message, the greatest battle ever for which you have read before, he said, then the battle of angels becomes the battle of men. And that is why it is very difficult for a mortal to overcome Satan, except to have God, which is, we can also say, marker in spirit form inside of you. That is the only way you can overcome him. But he took this Michael in heaven to kick him out. If you take him in a man, to also cast the devil, to resist the devil, and to be an untouchable vessel to Satan. Longevity in the church cannot do it. Knowing the letters cannot do it. It must take a substance. Holding a position cannot do it. It must take a substance inside of the person. And Satan knows where to meet you. Yes. He won't meet you in an atmosphere where you can be hurt. He will meet you in an atmosphere where you are by yourself and no defense. Of course, we see, you know, the prophet used to talk about the word backsliding like two ways. He even said that in one place, said, well, it's Christians that backslide in one way. He said they are the ones that backslide. That's in one way. Then when he talk about it like that, he said he talking about not praying enough, not studying enough, not consecrating and things. That is backsliding for a Christian. Then he also talked about bastardy in another way. He said people talk so much of bastardy. He said the people have not gotten to this spot before. They have not gotten any substance before. They have not become any Christian before. They are still outside peeping inside. Yes. If a woman wear long skirt today, tomorrow wear trouser. From the onset, the trouser has not left her heart. Yes. If she remove earring today, tomorrow put earring, which the prophet called hidden traits, before the earring has not left her heart. But she's just in an environment where they don't use it. And then also did it so that it not cause offense. For any opportunity, the thing will come back there. Because your appearance, according to God's word, is a reflection of what is inside. And you do that when you have the liberty of what you can do. May the Lord bless you. All right, let's proceed. So, this led to the coming of Lucifer to inhabit the beast that is called the serpent. Serpent, yes. Yes. So when he now entered into that animal, that beast, which the prophet told us is the closest to human being. And he said he is between chimpanzee and human being. And like we said, chimpanzee, if you look at his face, it looks like the face of a very dark man. Only that is full of hair all over. Besides that, even you look at the eyes. And the prophet said that science have tried all they could to see if they can get a word out of his mouth. But he couldn't talk. Because there is something somewhere that there was communication between that beast and Eve. But the prophet said, while science was looking for this missing link, he said they cannot get it. He said because God destroyed it completely. The physique of that beast was destroyed. That there is no resemblance at all. Not even 1%. God destroyed that physique by the word of his mouth. But before that destruction, that was when that animal, the serpent, an upright creature, a handsome man, came to talk with Eve about God's word and reasoned her out of God's word, and then got her into prostitution, and they lived together. That led to the pregnancy of Cain, and that is why the child that was born called Cain was the first murderer, was the first to offer sacrifice without revelation, was the one to reply God, am I my brother's keeper? He was the first to get anointed because his offering was rejected. He was the beginner of every evil. That boy came. That is the real serpent seed. Amen. From this point, we went further. Knowing the Cain gave birth to this, to that, to that. The son of
Cain
was Ham.
Ham.
Is it Ham I want to talk about now? No. No. It's not Ham I want to talk about. I'll come to Ham later.
I was so Ham.
Ham is a post-Diluvian world. Though he's seed of Cain too, but we'll come to that later. From the time of Cain, the prophet said there were multiplication of people multiply heavily. And the seed of Cain was plenty. Produce the giants that the Bible said that the sons of Cain, which the Bible now call it the sons of men, live with the daughters of God, the daughters of Adam or whatsoever. That amalgamation produced the giants.
And
that time there was so much, the things God corrupted and so much evil, God regretted that he created human being. And then spoke to Noah. Notice a period of 2,000 years, and they lived long at that time. Somebody asked the prophet, where did Cain get his wife? The prophet said he married his own sister. His own sister, in real language, is half-sister. They are not the same father. But from the girls that Adam gave birth to, Adam and Eve. But we prove it that Adam was not the father of Cain. We draw the two lineages here on the board, which I'm not going to because we are summarizing. We drew the two lineages because the Bible was explicit on the lineage of Adam. The Bible said that Adam is the son of God. So we put God up, Adam next. Then from Adam, the Bible made us to know that Enoch was the seventh from Adam. And we saw Genesis 5, listed it. We saw Luke 3, listed it. Reference was made of it in Jude, verse 14. Okay, like this. So we have it all like that. And then on the other hand, we have Lucifer. Follow Cain, follow his own lineage like this. This is his own lineage as he went. We have that also, that is how it is. Lucifer was his father. But Lucifer entered into serpent. And serpent lived with Eve. And gave birth to Cain. Then that line continued. By the time you see that line continue, that is where polygamy started, that lineage.
Lamech.
He started polygamy. Cain was a murderer. He was jealous. And so all evil started from that. And the earth got polluted. And God said, I will wipe everything off. And told Noah to build an ark. Noah built the ark. And then he preached for 120 years. Then at the end of 120 years, those who believe are just his own nuclear family. And their wives. Though inside his church, as small as they are, a male believer was there by the name Ham. This Ham, we saw his behavior. That when the father drank
fermented wine and slept naked. He was the first to see the Father and jokingly made jest of the Father to his brothers.
That is Igbayo.
If you see the way he sleep. Come and look. But those ones feared. There was something inside of them. That the prophet told us about election. In the message. I'm trying to remember that one. When he said that as small children. That he preached from Ephesians chapter 2, I think. Yeah. I forgot the title now, I may remember later. He said, when you are a small child, he says there are things that other children will do. God bless you. God rich in mercy. That other children will do. He said, but you will fear to do it. So from young people, from young children, election begin to show itself. So from inside of Ham, Ham was not afraid to laugh at his father. But the other two boys, they feared to go and look at their father's nakedness. They feared to talk negative of their father. They feared to laugh about their father. So they took a cover cloth and walked from the back and lay it on their father. And the man that was drunken, that was asleep, how he knew what was happening in this life, that is in the hand of God. When he woke up from that sleep, he caused the seed of Ham and pronounced blessing on Shem and Japheth. And the prophet said that the seed of the serpent crossed over the ark through Ham and his wife. That is how the serpent seed crossed over the ark. Because in that flood, everything perished apart from these 8 people that were in the ark. If to say that Noah, his wife, his sons and their wives, if all of them were God's seed, then that would have been the end of serpent seed. But God's program is that every seed will bring forth of his kind. If you look at the scriptures that we read, that told us from the beginning of Satan, he told us how he's going to continue until the end and then be destroyed. It's in the book of Ezekiel that we read. Not to talk of the revelations that we read later. Amen. At least those, I'm sure I have about 90 something percent listening, while other few percent are sleeping. That one. Yes. It's always our prayers that when we come to church, that no blessing will elude us. That's a general prayer. But finally, individual will decide what they want to do with that one. There's one small story we had before of a man and his slave. They went somewhere. And then the slave begged the oga that I have a request. He said, what is your request? He said, when we get to where we are going, please don't call me slave there. He said, I will not. He said, I also have a request. When you get to that place, don't act like slave. So when they got there, introduced him as his boy. Okay, so they served them food. They ate. When they ate finished, they asked the boy, are you satisfied? He said, yes. Then when they ate finished, he packed the plate, carried to the kitchen, Then he begin to go and be picking from the something, the leftover and the things like that. And they met him there. They say, you should have told us that you are not okay, there is still food. So they came and told his master that your son, he didn't tell us that he was not okay. We met him doing like this one. He said, it's not my son, Jare. He's my slave. Because the agreement was based on, I won't call you slave if you don't act like slave. Let's proceed. The Lord bless you. Oh God. After the Anti-Diluvian War, the destruction, I mean to say, then the multiplication of people started again. People were multiplying very fast. If you read the message, the flashing yellow sign of his coming, which we read some of it in the course of the teaching, and when they began to multiply, the prophet said that when you see multiplication, you see sin. And the serpent see they multiply greater, faster. Because they don't have control. Look at, for instance, a boy of 15. That you see actually be like a woman, almost. Already living with guests. Already pregnating guests. When we were in secondary school, some of the boys were working. They are children in secondary school. They are children. Those children now have given birth to children that are grown also. So a man of so years is a great, is a grandfather, small time says a great grandpa. What is the matter? Corruption. The Bible talk of ungovernable passion. Men just put his own where there is old, they enter inside. And women too. That one, we don't even want to talk about that area. We don't want to talk about that area. Yes. The prophet said, woman can stoop so low until this our time. They will lie down for animal. It's beyond comprehension. I've seen a lot of videos where ladies will be kissing dog mouth to mouth. It is a normal human being. And when you look at the flesh, very pretty. This thing you call physical beauty. Oh, merciful God. It can be so deceiving. But when you carry the thing, enter your house. That's when you will see what you have carried. Like we normally said, whatever you carry is your own. You can't return her for another one. As long as there is breath of life inside of two of you, that's your wife. That's your husband. Throughout this life journey. You have to be crying to God for mercy and for help when you need your chance that is beyond you. That's the only way out. When men began to multiply again, from the seed of Ham came Nimrod. Nimrod had three ambitions. He wanted to build a strong city for himself. He wants to propagate his religion, not God's religion, his own religion. And he wants to make a name for himself. And this three ambitions, he was pursuing it. That is what started the building of the Tower of Babel. Men gathered together. It was spearheaded by Nimrod. They want to build a tower to reach heaven. That if God took a notion to destroy the world again, they just enter the tower and go up and go and meet him. Kilo J. Baba God, bless you, my friend. You won't kill us again. The other one, you don't clear the whole thing. But they don't want to follow God's instructions. They want to do what they like. They want to live evil. And they don't want punishment. And they don't want destruction. Then the Bible said that God looked down at the tower that the children of men are building. And he told the angels, look at what these people are doing. He said, nothing will be withheld from them in what they have imagined to do. They will accomplish it except they stop it. They have some advantage then that made the ambitions easy and possible. Unity of language, unity of purpose. Then God came to scatter the language. Then their purpose also was divided. Then they scattered everywhere. This Babylon,
Babylon
that initially was called Babel, became like the headquarters then of the world. It was then the seat of Satan. Because that is the propagation of the religion of Nimrod. Went through all the something, that's why we read history and the rest of it from the church age book. When we were reading about the seat of Satan in Pergamos, the prophet took us back to the beginning and brought it to how it migrated from Babylon to Pergamos. We read all the details. And when the religion shifted to Pergamos, then that old Babylon was out of focus. Then this Pergamos was the main focus now. That continued for a long time, centuries, before it migrated again to Rome. When it migrated to Rome, it was Rome that was on the throne then, when Christ was here. When he was born, that's why they wanted to kill him. And Herod gave an instruction to kill boys 2 years old down. Because he was looking for somebody that they call king. When Christ was born and the stars appeared, the three wise men, they saw it in their locations and they moved to go and inspiration moved both of them, all of them. And when they were leaving, they picked a gift. And the gifts were not the same. And the three gifts they picked was talking about the person they are going to meet. Gold, myrrh, and frankincense. Yes. And when they got to Jerusalem, they must have turned their eyes away from the star that was guiding them. But being that they are in the area of they are in that area of the Jewish land, that is like Hebrew land where the Christ was born, then they now have it in their mind that as long as it is this area, it is here the headquarters. And Jerusalem was the headquarters. But when they got to Jerusalem, the star disappeared. So they started shouting on the street, "Where is the one that is born? King of the Jews." So when the people heard them talk, "Somebody that is born king of the Jews, come, let us go to the palace." And they carry them to Herod. These people are visitors. They are saying that the king of the Jews has been born. They say they saw the star in the east and they have come to worship him. "King, over to you." Then the king said, it's a news to me too. Then he asked the scribes to search the scrolls to find out if there was such a promise and where he's going to be born. And they searched and they discovered there was that promise. And they also know that it will be in Bethlehem, because as they searched, they read from the book of Micah chapter 5 that was in Bethlehem. So then Herod, when they gave him the information, he was coming with assurance that truly a king was promised and it will be in Bethlehem. Only that he didn't know. But this one that I'll be giving the sign, he told them that you will have to go to Bethlehem. He made a mistake. If not because God was in it, he will have asked somebody to follow them. But anything that will scatter God's program, God specializes on how to cover it, how to make the person not to think of it. Otherwise, you will have asked people to follow them. Follow them to Bethlehem, so that you yourself will go and see. Then you come back. But instead of that, he told those three wise men, "When you get there and you saw the child, come back and tell me. Me myself, I will be able to go back now and worship him." Because when they got there, they saw the child. Because when they come out of Jerusalem, the star appeared again and guided them to Bethlehem and guided them to the very house where the child was. You want to ask me, how does William Branham know somebody in the audience? Know where the person come from. Know where the name. Know the name of the person. Know the sickness of the person. It is the same star that gathered the wise star, that the wise men that appear on those people and essay their life. Where they come from. Their problem. Their name. Their everything. It is shown that they want to do. It never means what. Out of tens of thousands. Tens of thousands. A human being cannot act 100 times without making a mistake. I'm not even talking of things like this. So I'm talking of in any other thing. If a human being
do this one,
he may
happen to look like he do something close to it, one out of 1,000. We have it in the land. There's a sister there that has a family problem. God is speaking to her. How many people used to have family problems? Deceivers, liars, blind people, leading blind people. Even the miracles they used to advertise, governments have announced that most of those miracles are state managed. Government have brought that one in news years ago now. Arrest. Not to talk about this one, they put down somebody, he collapsed. Which type of spirit self is the man that is putting hands? Why are they guiding them not to fall? Why are they guiding them? If it is the spirit of God, leave the person alone. Yes. By the time the head break, you will see where all of them will be. May God have mercy upon us. If it is a woman, you see two women guarding her. Leave her alone now. Give her, it's not the spirit. Give her liberty of the spirit. Evil anointing. And yet, you see people are there, hundreds of thousands of people. And they'll be rejoicing in deceit. May God have mercy upon us. Now, the migration of the devil to Rome was in paganism. So, initially, it was pagan Rome until after the ascension of Christ. After the ascension of Christ, and the ministry of the apostles was in progress, we read it from the course we read, that two apostles, Junius and Andronicus, they went to Rome to preach there. And while they preached there, some people believed. And while some people believed, a church started there. That is the beginning of Rome turning to Papa Rome, religious Rome. Now, when the church started, after some few years, some disagreements, misunderstandings happened among the Jews. And since they believed that religion is the religion of the Jews, the emperor drove all the Jews out of the place. So the Roman nationals who were in that place, they continued with that church. But within a short time, they backslided. Because of two reasons, perhaps. Because they were not granted Christian yet. They have not received the Holy Ghost definitely. The prophet said they don't have written materials they could be reading to help their faith. And the people who are the preachers have been banished from that place. So they don't have people who are preachers, and they don't have reading material to strengthen their faith. They slided back into paganism. After about 13-15 years, when the apostles could gain entrance back into Rome, now to go to church now,
they met a pagan church. They met, they saw the brethren who have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, who have been seeking only believe what things are possible, who are rendering special numbers, who are saying shalom, God bless you, God bless you, sis. They see them now prostrating before idols, people wearing earrings they were not wearing before, all kinds of idolatry things, food the whole place. Then they began to tell them, brethren, this is not the gospel we deliver to you. This is this and that. At this time around, they were not ready to listen. When they pleaded with them and do everything, they said, Sam, this is what we are going to do now. So this burden have to leave them alone and go start another church. And the prophet told us also that Polycarp, he traveled for about 1,500 miles or so to that place to come and plead with the brethren. He was aged, granted in the faith, with experience like we have in nowadays. You see people do what they like, misbehave, talk anyhow, take decisions, and things like that. They don't want to listen to anybody. They don't want to listen to any advice. This is what I will take. And everybody will take a coat and bend it in the way it suit them. And stay with it. There is one thing sure. One thing is sure. The Lord knew those who are his. God knows who are his. Those who are the real bride of Christ. Like the prophet said in seven church ages, he said, it is only the children that will listen. Others will not listen. Yes. Some will just come in like breeze, blow people like this. No, the prophet told us of fishermen when they throw their net and they bring them out. He said he used to gather different things. Remember the name of the man, Ganga? Fisherman. Looking for what? Fish. He's not a snake catcher. He's not looking for crabs or water turtles. No. He's a fisherman looking for fish. But when he throw the net, being that there are other creatures also inside the river, the net bring all of them. The prophet said, snake, when you do like this, he said, we just eat of those. Crab, he has many legs. You don't know which way he's going. You don't know which way he's going. As he do like this, he do like this, he do like this, he do like this. Before you know what is happening, a war in denomination. Different, those spirits, they manifest in people. That's why we are not confused. Everybody will fall to their lot. So because of these people being adamant like this, the second church was formed in Rome. And then when that second church prospered, they formed yet the third church. Then they have three churches in Rome. Then the first church now, that have become a pagan church now, the prophet said that is what led to the first Roman Catholic Church. That's the beginning of this Catholic Church. That is why the head of Catholic Church is in Rome. This first church, the prophet told us, politics enter inside. Because the person, the emperor, I forgot his name now, Constantine, who had a dream,
because there was a battle before him, and when he had a dream, he saw a white cross, and he felt it was a sign that the Christians will pray for him, that he will win that battle. So he brought a request, and the people prayed for him, and he won the battle. He promised he was going to be helping the people, and with that, he did a little help. Then, from that, he began to make himself something there, and begin to want to be dictated. And when there was split in the church, this first church now use the power of the state, because the emperor is their member, now to persecute the first church. They want them to come back and join the old church, which they will not, because these ones are now pagan people. That's where persecution started. He entered stages until killing, they were killing them. Now, this is now the new something of Rome, which is Papa Rome now. Religious Rome. That gradually, the eye, the focus of the camera of God has been on that place for the seed of Satan from that time till now. That church began to give back to all the denominations, and they have left everything that is called truth, swimming in unbelief and error, until they have put the word of God inside the shelf and put the church on the table, and now begin to say that God is in his church. The church has the final say, and they have the hierarchies. Catholic Church today, when you are a member, a die-hearted member, you are sold, soul, spirit, and body to the church. The prophet said their doctrines is from the bottomless pit. No head, no tail. They don't have scripture for any of them. They collected the Bible from all their members, and they say it is only the priest that can read it and then tell the congregation what is inside. And they have been trained to know what to tell the congregation. And that's what they are telling them. Put cross. Bow down here. They have a lot of unlimited rituals. Unlimited rituals that they have. May God be merciful. Then we came to talk about the present state of the seat of Satan. In the book of Revelation 17, now the Bible now told us, when John was in the spirit, and the spirit carried him away to come and see a woman, and describe the woman, decked with scarlet, was branding his color scarlet beast, that was having seven heads and ten horns. A lot of descriptions. Revelation 17. In one of the services, we went into the details of this. All the symbols that was used there was thoroughly explained. She was having names of blasphemy, blasphemous names. The prophet called those names of blasphemy. He said they are blasphemous names. He said Baptist is a blasphemous name. Church of Christ, blasphemous names. Deeper Life, Redeem,
CAC.
Whether Orthodox or whatever, they are all blasphemous names. What made them blasphemous? Because they are bearing the name, is like the name they are bearing is like mockery to Christ.
Yes.
They are allots, living untrue to Christ that they call their husband. That's why their mother, the Catholic Church, was called the mother of. And they are the allots. And committing fornication was giving the people their doctrines. They are giving them ungodly doctrine. Permit this expression. When a man gets married, he gives his seed to the woman for reproduction. And that is what Christ is also doing to the church. Though this is spiritual, he gives his seed, which is his word, to the soul of his sons and daughters to be able to reproduce himself. For anybody that refuses that seed, which is God's word, and take another seed, which is Satan's word, he will also reproduce Satan. And this is what the churches are doing, because the doctrines that they are giving out in Brother Paul's own description, they are doctrines of devils. And the people are giving it to seducing spirits. The prophet told us about what we see today in all the denominations, how the people were anointed. And sometimes they do some things. The prophet told us of the 400 prophets of Ahab. Micah told him that this prophecy that this your prophet gave out was as a result of a lying spirit that came from God and entered into them. This prophecy you are hearing, go and prosper, is an expression of a lying spirit. If you go, you will not return back. That is the spirit that is operating in denominations. It is that same lying spirit that inhabited those 400 prophets that is on the denominational preachers. And the prophet told us that their messengers is Billy Graham and Ora Roberts, representing the two angels that follow Elohim in the visit of Abraham. And from there, when that Elohim stayed with Abraham, the two angels proceeded to Sodom. And the prophet said that at Sodom, they did not perform any miracles, they only blinded the people. And the prophet told us that Ora Roberts and Billy Graham, that their ministry is blinding all those churches against the truth.
It is their ministry that blinded the people from knowing God. They are the one establishing three gods. It is their ministry that blinded the people from knowing the true water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. They are the one that established for them that they had to have the triumph baptism. It was their ministry that established women preacher, contrary to the teaching of Paul, that has suffered not a woman to teach, not to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. And so on and so forth. It was the ministry of this man and the father of all the denominational preachers is Billy Graham and Oral Roberts. Have nobody is offended. This pulpit is only obligated to re-echo the message of this hour as brought by the messenger of today in the person of William Arnold Branham. He was indicated and spoken of in the scripture, the ministry, he was visited by an heavenly angel and physically commissioned. The pillar of fire that was photographed above him gave a confirmation to all the generation that God was with him. Then the ministry itself produced signs and wonders more than what is written in the scriptures, more than what every minister in this generation can ever manifest. Billy Graham or a robot, all those big ministries, all their ministries together, including every fivefold, true and false. Yes, we have true fivefold and we have false fivefold. The true fivefold, they are the message of the hour with the right calling and anointing, filled with the Holy Spirit, teaching the right scripture and the right word of the message of the hour. Others are false fivefold, promotionable from one position to another one, contrary to the scriptures. May the Lord be our light. This mystery Babylon in locating it, the scripture told us, which if the prophet had not come, we wouldn't have known it. But the scripture told us that where this woman is, it has to be a place that is on top of seven hills. And the prophet told us that this scripture is not talking of a physical woman. It's talking of a church, and the church is Catholic Church. And all over the world, only two countries are on seven hills. One is Cincinnati, the other one is Rome. Cincinnati doesn't have any religious inclination at all. It's only Rome. And this Rome, the major religion they have is Catholicism. And they are wealthy. Like the scripture told us, very wealthy, and they have influence all over the world. That is why the Bible said that the woman was sitting on many waters. She's having influence in nations, in languages, and tongues. That is why today the largest The church that have the largest number of
of believers is the Catholic Church. At least 1.4 billion. Between 1.4 billion to 1.6 billion, that is the statistics of Catholic Church. Out of around the 7 billion of the people in the entire world. All other churches that are tens of thousands of churches and Mohammedanism and traditional worshippers, they share the remaining. Now that church, the Catholic Church. Now, when we look at the word man, remember that in locating this thing, he said, it is mystery Babylon, not Babylon, but mystery Babylon. The Babylon is mysterious. The only way you can know it is to locate it with these descriptions which the prophet explained to us. That is how, because the place in on the map is called Rome. But in the Bible, it is mystery Babylon. Why was it called mystery Babylon? The Babylon in Genesis, the spirit in it that handed it, is the same spirit in this one. This mystery Babylon is the same spirit. Are you following now? When we went through all that, then we came to Revelation 13, which two chapters are interwoven. The first set of verses in Revelation 13 was repeating what we have in Revelation 17, still talking about this Rome. But from verse 9, I believe, or 11, from 11, in Revelation 13, he begins to talk of another location, which we find to be United States. We read when we were going through it that it's in prophecy that a Pope will rise up from the United States of America. You remember we read it? That is prophecy. And the scripture in Revelation 13 told us of another beast rose up from the earth. The rising up from the earth is a place of nobody. This, the reason why that description was given, U.S.
America.
No, it was occupied by Indians before. Before they drew them out and they started and populated and despite their population. That's not what God is looking at. Religiously, they don't have a particular religion like Rome has. But Rome, when it was said to rise up from the sea, sit on water, whatever, whatever, it's describing multitude of people that spread in all the nations of the world. But you say another beast will rise up from the earth. And this beast will have two arms, which the prophet said is civil and ecclesiastic. The civil is U.S. as the police of the world. The ecclesiastic style is the romance that U.S. and Rome is going to have through the Pope. Because when the power is shifting to where we have the U.S. to come in, was because of that native of America that is going to be Pope, which is already Pope now. And the prophet said, remember we are talking about what the prophet said. The prophet is the one that knows the mind of God. And what he says is binding. In fact, it's what will happen. Whether you like it or not, that is what will happen. God positioned U.S. to have the civil power that they have because it is needed. Now, this Rome that produced Pope, or the beast is the Pope himself. Yes, in literal language, is the Pope. No, we one day we went through that, isn't it? We talk about the dragon, the beast, the image of the beast, the mark of the beast, isn't it? The image of the beast is the World Council of Churches. The mark of the beast. Mark in the hand. Mark in the head. Mark in the hand is for you to take the doctrines of the beast or of the Antichrist. The same thing. The mark in the hand is for you to now do the will of the Antichrist. That's how you take the mark. If you don't do the will of God through the message, you will do the other one. And it will be difficult for you to do the will of God through the message without the Holy Ghost. Now the prophet said, a time is coming. As at his time, he said U.S. was borrowing taxes that are yet to be paid in 40 years. He said they are borrowing it. Not they pay all kinds of money. Prostitute girls. Prostitute girls. They will go and be living with men, collecting child here and there. And call themselves single mothers. I've been making single mothers. Single mothers. The government will be supporting them. Different things they do here that. Anyway, let's not go that way. The last time, like I said, I checked the debt profile of U.S. 31 trillion dollars. $31 trillion. The prophet said that they cannot pay it. He said it is only Rome that has the money. He said the time is coming that Rome, through the Pope, which is a citizen of the United States, we call the notes. We withdraw it. And gold will now be the means of legal tender. And by that time, he's going to gain control of the commerce of the entire world. Some years back, he was proposing a central financial something. I read it in the news. That did not prosper then because it was not yet time. But it's coming to it. So when this happens, it will be the one that will be dictating the tune. But that is through the Pope that is a native of the United States. And we talk about the number of the beast. And we did the something on the board. And we all discovered, we all agreed that in God's own eternal plan, that was the reason that we have to learn Roman numerals in our primary school. Because up to now, I've never seen the reason. And I challenge anybody to come and tell me the reason why we were taught that Roman numerals is usefulness apart from the number. No, that way. But because God needed that number in the scripture, that is why every country learned that thing. And then in Revelation 13, the last verse, he said, "He that has wisdom, let him count the number of the beast." He said, "His number is 600. 60, which is 60, and 6, which is 666. And the prophet said that he himself have gone close to the throne of hope and saw it written there. Vicaris fili dei, which when you put it down in Roman numerals, V means 5, I means 1. You see, we did it here. D means 500. I means 1. E is not part of no Roman numerals. Then, when you come to F, I, Fili, F is nothing, 0. I is 1. L is 50. Another I is 1, 1. That is 53. When you add all these three together, you see 66. Everyone that did Roman numerals, we arrive at this answer. But though we learn it then, though the Bible was we saw then, though we read the scripture then, we couldn't link it together until the prophet of Malachi 4 came. Then we know the truth. Then he told us who the beast is. One preacher in the entire world that preached fearless and nobody could do him anything was William Marrow Branham. With the type of preaching he preached in U.S., talking about the First Lady of United States, rebuking her for her dressing, for her water due, for everything, and yet they couldn't do William Branham nothing. It was one man in the hands of God speaking against hope before hundreds of thousands of people. No, that is not ordinary. He was one man in the hands of God. Nobody could lay, the Bible said by Jesus Christ, said, no man could lay hands on him. The people they sent to Jesus Christ said to go and bring him. When they got there, they only listened to his sermon. And they went back. When the people that sent them met, where is the man we asked you to go and bring? See, never has any man spoken like that man. They say, are you also deceived? Said, no man lay hands on that man. That was how it was with William Marrow Branham. Until he finished his ministry, no man lay hands on him. Somebody told him, these sermons you are preaching, one of these days, we will throw a bomb on the platform to blast you, to finish you to pieces. And then Abraham said, before the dust of that bomb will settle down, I'm already in glory. He didn't fear nothing. He didn't fear any mortal. He didn't fear any human being. Because in the beginning of the ministry, God gave him the commission in 1 Timothy chapter 4. So when you come out of this vision, go and read 1 Timothy chapter 4. And he read it. Read the word. Be instant in season and out of season. For the time will come when the people will not endure sound doctrine, and after their own loss, they will heap unto themselves teachers that have eaten here. When he read to verse 5, he stopped. Every time he opened that chapter, verse 5, he stopped. Until around 1962, I mean to say, when he preached the present state of my ministry, that was when he read the last part. He said he never knew why he did not read beyond this place. It was when he was to preach that sermon that he now read the other part that spoke about the departure of Demas. Having loved his present world. That was when he was going to his full ministry now, to break into the opening of the seas, where all friends left. And Brother Paul said, all men has forsaken me. He said, only Luke is with me. The man forsook me. This one departed to this one. This one find his own level. This one find his own level. He even mentioned the name of some of the demons. In that sermon, he mentioned Julius Tackler. Yes. He said it's from Methodist. He said, and his people said they need him. Who are his people? Methodists. That's the material you need to belong to. And this is Julius
Hakler.
He was the one that wrote the book, A Prophet Visits South Africa. We closed the service last Sunday with the message of the third angel in Revelation chapter 14 that speak about coming out of Babylon so that you will not be partaker of
ourselves.
And that is denominations. Brothers and sisters. The prophet said, we have come out of the world. We will not allow the world to enter into us. It's an individual affair. But I promise you that by the very special grace of God, this pulpit will remain Malachi 4 pulpit. We'll preach nothing but what is revealed for our time. We are not going to lower down the bar. Not even for myself. Not for the pastor. Not for any minister. Not to talk of for any other person. We'll preach the raw truth from here. It should be on everybody's lap. Whatever you do with it, then you will get the result of it. You that have come here and you have listened to this message and go again to things, your blood is on your head. We have preached the truth. By the grace of God, we have also lived before you as examples. So whatsoever you do after, your blood is on your head. We have left nothing untouched. Everything we have preached. May the Lord be our help. May he keep us to that land. You've always said that God is waiting for your arrival there. My prayer every day, Father Nyara, draw me near to thee. Oh Lord, my prayer every day, Father Nyara, listen to the second stanza. Oh, my prayer every day, Father, don't let them say, don't let them say, where is your God? My prayer every day, oh Father, don't let them say, don't let them say, where is your God? You that left us from drinking, you that left us from fornicating, you that left us from doing evil, you that said that you have a religion, you that said that you have a church that does not believe in this, that does not believe in that, that does not go to dances, that does not do this one, that does not dress bad. How far now? Where are you now? Are you still holding to your claim? Are you still standing on the same spot? Do you still have the same testimony? Have you come back to the same place? As a dog will go back to his vomit, as a hawk will swallow. What is your present life now? Are you going to go back to idolatry? Like the first church of Rome? Oh, my prayer every day, Father Nyara, oh, draw me Nyara, Nyara, oh Lord, my prayer every day, Father, don't let them say, don't let them say, where is your God? If any man draw back, Brother Paul said, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. We are of them that believe to the saving of the soul. We believe to the receiving of the Holy Ghost baptism. We believe to receive, to get into the point where a life is fully transformed. We don't believe in wishy-washy life. Forward ever, backward never. It is the frog that go forward and look back. That is the spirit. My prayer every day, Father, don't let them say, don't let them say, we are in your God. My prayer every day, Father Nyara, draw me Nyara, Nyara, Thank you.
Someone apart from those at the altar that would like to remember
in
prayer, will you lift up your hand while the pastor prays?
A blessed Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Is close to or more than 2 hours we have been seated listening to the re-echo of the message that has gathered us. Lord Jesus, you have taught us that when a true prophet is raised in your midst, say when you speak in the name of the Lord, that it comes to pass, that it keeps coming to pass. Say believe him, because I'm the one that sent him.
Yes.
We really do have any reason to disbelieve an iota of this message of our day. Truly, the tens of thousands of those says the Lord, the prophet spoke, apart from designing the thoughts of the heart, which were up to that too, not everything. We know that was beyond a man. That could not be man mimicking anything. That is thus says the Lord.
Yes.
Our Master, the message is thus says the Lord.
Yes.
We have heard it. Lord, after it has been re-echoed again today, Lord, just rounding up this teaching that has been on for some time now, your children are right on the altar. Master, raised up everywhere. Lord, you are the only one that can make us to be what you want us to be.
Yes. Yes.
You know the needs of everyone.
Yes.
You know the desires of everyone.
Yes.
You know the requests of everyone.
Yes.
Father, meet us at the point of our
needs. Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We don't want to believe this message with just our lips. We want the message to transform our lives, to make us to be what you want us to be.
Yes.
To be Christ on 2 feet. Lord Jesus, may you grant it all to us.
Yeah.
A Master and a God, don't let this message stand and condemn any of us or witness against any of us on the day of judgment.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Bless and replenish your servant that have taken time all this while re-echoing his message unto us and the rest of your servants. Lift up the honor of their ministers. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Help us to believe you.
Yes.
We take you at your word.
Yes.
who said, if we ask anything in your name, we should believe that what we ask we have received.
Yes.
And then shall we have.
Yes.
So let it be so unto us.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
The bridges that we have crossed, may they be broken, Lord.
Yes.
No way back.
Yes.
Going forward, ever. Backward, never.
Yes.
We know that is your perfect will for us, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, our Master.
Yes.
You liking us to be sheep. Would you liking us to be frogs?
Yes.
We will not be looking back.
Yes.
Take all the glory.
Yes.
In Jesus' most holy name, we pray.
Amen. The Lord bless you. There is, listen to this. He said,
yes,
due to other meetings overlapping, we like to ask brothers and sisters involved in the convention store and dining unit to meet immediately after this morning service. Then the officers meet one of the visitors in the morning. I saw that face that is familiar. I was wondering where I know the face. I know the something twins are twins status. I have the number of the twins. His sister Adetunji
Arana.
Oh, yes, stand, let us.
We
are familiar with her. And that is, she is Taiwo.
Okay.
But Akende is in church today.
Kende,
Mr. Akende, can you please rise? God bless you. God bless you. I know I saw the face somewhere. I was wondering where did I see this face. And also, when the name was not here, I don't know why. So the judge, but you are welcome. And God bless you. Happy to see you. God bless you. Bless you, guys. The Lord bless you. I hope the meeting thus far we understand. Like I said, I've not gotten any question from the beginning to the end. If there is question, it will be answered. But throughout, I did not have any question. Today is just summary. Not a summary within 1.5 hours for close to 3 months teaching. You can't get the details by just highlights.
But
everyone is in our that you can click and play them one after the other. God bless you. Shall we our meeting, our next service is 2 o'clock. And we'll close finally 4 o'clock for the day. 497, come to the service. Please, while we are singing, can you let the officers bring the plate for the missed love offering for the
Lord.
Before you go out, make sure that it is after you have already. We are not forcing everybody to put, you know what I mean. Bring two. Let somebody stay this side, somebody stay this side. And then, or shall I carry one? Don't we have two? Bring the other one now. One will be here, so that you do it on time. Come front and I wait for you in the day. Come to this place. Have you want to be collecting it? Someone will pass from these doors. No. Pass here. Just start collecting it now. Hymn number
497. Come to the Savior. Make me